Welcome to the NVIDIA podcast. I'm Steve Oberhauser, and we're joined here at Stoneman Studios with Justin Walker, Product Manager of Desktop Graphics Processing Units at NVIDIA. Justin, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Today, we're going to take an in-depth look into three exciting new GeForce products NVIDIA has announced. So let's jump right into it. Tell us about the new products NVIDIA's launched.
So today, NVIDIA is extending its award-winning GeForce 8 series lineup with the introduction of three new graphics processors, the GeForce 8600 GTS, the 8600 GT, and the 8500 GT. These new products from NVIDIA bring high-resolution gaming, stunning Microsoft Windows Vista graphics, and stellar HD DVD and Blu-ray video playback to virtually anyone, regardless of budget.
So it sounds like these products are great for gaming. Do people who don't play games really need a graphics processor in their PC?
So while graphics processors are great for gaming, they really accelerate 3D graphics regardless of the application. And there are a lot of new applications coming out and already out there that utilize 3D graphics. There are things like Google Earth, Google Picasa, Xenio Reader, and even iTunes. And all of these applications that use 3D graphics can benefit from a graphics processor. And the most well-known is Microsoft Windows Vista. This is the first operating system that runs in 3D and requires a graphics processor. So all the cool 3D features that you see with Vista are going to run great and are going to be accelerated with a graphics processor.
You mentioned Windows Vista. I've heard a lot about it, and I've also heard a lot about DirectX 10. What is DirectX 10, and why is it important to have that feature in a graphics processor?
So DirectX 10 is the next generation application programming interface from Microsoft. Now, this comes with Microsoft Vista, and what it does is allow gamers and game programmers to really realize their true vision. It offers a lot of new features to application developers, and it allows them to put a lot of cool new visuals in their games. Now, there's going to be a bunch of DirectX 10 titles coming out this year, and they're all going to play great on a GeForce 8 series because the 8 series has support for DirectX 10.
So high definition, I've heard a lot about it. It's a hot buzzword out there right now. What do these products offer in the realm of high definition?
So these products are made for high definition. They're made for high definition gaming. They'll allow you to game at the highest resolutions up to 2560 by 1600 and really stunning visuals. In addition to that, they're made for high definition video. So these products have a revolutionary new video processor that'll allow great playback of high definition DVDs and Blu-ray discs.
A lot of gamers are really into NVIDIA SLI technology. I've heard some about it. What is it?
So SLI is a technology that allows you to intelligently scale your graphics in your computer. It allows you to put two graphics cards into the same system. Now SLI is not just two cards. SLI is an ecosystem. It requires a whole bunch of components to make it work. And because of this, we've put together what we call the SLI ecosystem. And it consists of motherboards, it consists of SLI-ready graphics cards, it consists of SLI-ready power solutions, all of these certified by NVIDIA to work great in a multi-GPU setup.
So all the products that NVIDIA announced today, the GeForce 8 series lineup, these all support NVIDIA SLI technology?
Absolutely. The 8600 GTS, the 8600 GT, and the 8500 GT all support SLI.
Now, going back to this ecosystem, you mentioned the GeForce product line and the Enforce product line are really essential for an SLI solution. What really is the advantage of going with this platform solution, combining the GeForce and the Enforce products together?
So one of the unique advantages we have at NVIDIA is we design the GPUs, we design the MCPs. So we have access to the technology from both sides of the equation, and we can control the architecture and the performance of these two pieces and how they go together. So SLI is just one example of how by architecting an MCP, we can create a great platform-level experience by architecting it for the ground up to be able to support two graphics cards. Now, this isn't the only thing that we can do. There are plenty of opportunities and ways that we can combine a GPU and an MCP to give an end user a great experience. One example of these is our 650i. This latest Enforce motherboard that we just released will automatically detect when a certain graphics card is put in the system. It will automatically check to see if there's any overclocking headroom and actually overclock the GPU on its own. Right out of the box, the end user just takes it, plugs it in, and it happens, and you get great performance.
Sounds really cool. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty now. I want to talk about the specific products that NVIDIA released today. The GeForce 8600 GTS, tell me more about that and really who it's designed for.
So the 8600 GTS is made for the gamer, it's made for the video enthusiast, and it's going to be great for anyone who wants to use Vista. It's going to have all the latest gaming features, including DirectX 10, the NVIDIA LumenX engine, physics effects on the GPU, and our quantum effects technology. And this is made for the gamer who maybe isn't the biggest enthusiast to get the latest and greatest 8800 series, but really loves the games and really wants all the latest features at a reasonable price.
So what could a consumer out there expect to pay for something like this?
So an 8600 GTS, you can expect to see for around $199. And our 8600 GT, you can expect to see for around $149.
All right, let's switch gears and go to the GeForce 8500 GT. Tell me more about that, and who specifically would use this product?
So the GeForce 8500 GT is made for the casual PC user. It's made for someone who doesn't want to spend a ton on their graphics, but still wants the latest performance, the latest features. It's made for a casual gamer, it's made for a multimedia enthusiast who wants to get a great high-definition video playback, and it's made for the Vista user.
Windows Vista, you mentioned all of these products are designed for that. If I'm interested in moving to Windows Vista, what kind of recommendation can you make for somebody out there? Are these products really something I should be looking at?
Absolutely. If you're going to make the move to Windows Vista, you're really going to want a GPU. The Windows Vista interface is all done in 3D, and it's all accelerated on a GPU. So first and foremost, you're going to want the GPU. Second, Windows Vista offers the next generation API DirectX 10. All of these cards are going to be able to take advantage of that. So if you're moving to Vista, an 8 series GPU is going to be great for you.
Great. Now, where can somebody go for more information on all these great products?
All these products are on NVIDIA.com, so everything we've talked about today, you can find more information there.
If I'm interested in SLI technology, where's the best place for me to get info on that?
We have a portion of our website called SLI Zone. You can learn all about it there.
Great. Well, Justin Walker from NVIDIA, product manager, thanks a lot for being on the podcast today.
Thank you.